A mint tea mirage. Just before Ben and Alina were set to take over the cafe in Banstead, I knew what was coming. Long hours, sleepless nights, no chance to catch their breath until the business found its feet. It would be months before they'd have time for a proper break. So I planned one for them. A short escape to Fes, Morocco, my treat. Flights, accommodation, even a generous 500-pound spending pot for Ben and Alina. In hindsight, perhaps too generous. The holiday kicked off at 30,000 feet. Fred, ever the cheerful drinker, slipped into vacation mode the moment he buckled his seatbelt. He and Ben were downing rounds before the seatbelt sign even went off, raising plastic cups midair like it was New Year's Eve. Soon Josh and Francis were in on the fun, their laughter bubbling through the cabin. Alina sat back, amused but restrained. By the time we landed, our group had made fast friends with half the cabin crew. The trip had officially begun. Outside the airport, we squeezed into taxis bound for our riad, Dar Drissi, nestled deep inside the maze-like Medina. The moment we stepped into the winding alleys, Fred, always a magnet for chaos, spotted a stray cat. With the joy of a child, he scooped it up and held it aloft like Simba in The Lion King. "Look, I've made a friend," he grinned. The cat responded by urinating down his front. Fred stood there, soaked in the unmistakable scent of warm cat piss, blinking in disbelief while the rest of us collapsed in laughter. Drenched and humiliated, he marched toward the riad, muttering curses, the cat long gone. "Holiday mode," he grumbled. "Brilliant." That evening, beneath the ornate plasterwork and colored glass lanterns of the riad, we gathered for mint tea and lamb tagine. And then came the turn. Alina, eyes bright with efficiency, unrolled her plans. An itinerary, markets, tanners, strict times, checklists, a military campaign disguised as a holiday. I smiled, sipped my tea, and said calmly but clearly, "Alina, I don't want to be managed. This isn't a school trip. You go do your thing, I'll do mine. We'll meet for dinner. Phones exist." Fred raised his glass in solidarity. "I'm with Ison." And with that, we split. Fred and I wandered freely, unhurried, soaking in the chaos of Fes. The others, Ben, Alina, Josh, Francis, kept to the grid. We'd meet for meals, swap stories, part ways again. It worked. Mostly. The visit to the tannery was unforgettable. A gut-wrenching blend of rotting leather and pigeon droppings. The air was thick with it. It was fascinating and foul, like watching beauty emerge from filth. That contrast, in some ways, mirrored the trip itself. By day three, the cracks began to show. Alina had torched through the 500 pounds like it was Monopoly money. Then she turned to Josh, then to Francis. Her sense of financial reality seemed suspended in the Moroccan sun. This wasn't a break for her, it was a spree. The flight home was a circus. Fred and Ben had hit the bar hard before boarding, Alina trailing behind them in the same fog. Frances, at her limit with Fred's antics, sulked silently beside me, arms folded, gaze fixed forward. Then Fred decided to help. A young mother, traveling alone with a baby, was struggling to gather her things. Fred, drunk and overconfident, swooped in to save the day. "Let me carry him off for you," he slurred, scooping the baby up like a rugby ball. And just as we reached the plane's exit, he stumbled, spinning slightly, and thwack, the baby's head clipped the doorframe. Gasps, panic. The mother froze in horror. "Fred," I said, calm but firm, "give me the baby." I took the child, gently handing him back to his wide-eyed mother, who nodded in silent gratitude. A passenger nearby leaned over to me and whispered suspiciously, "Do you know him?" I smiled. "Nope, but you called him Fred," I shrugged. "He just looks like a Fred." The final act, Alina, drunk, stumbling off the plane and going down hard, face first onto the tarmac, a gasp, a cluster of helpers, a bruise blooming fast, another moment in a string of unraveled threads. The trip had been full of laughter, yes, but also warning signs, generosity taken for granted, boundaries blurred. It was a snapshot of something bigger, the chaos beneath the surface of our lives, a vivid collage of love, dysfunction, humor, and exhaustion. And for me, it was the beginning of a long private reckoning.